Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Take it as it comes. Don't move too fast. And you want your love.
As we discussed last week and Larry Kudlow expertly outlined, there really is only one big story in 2018. There's one big story in 2018. It is the economy. Yeah, they in the mainstream media can try to distract you with Omarosa or Stormy Daniels or whatever. And none of it matters. None of it matters, really, because in the end, the one story is the economy. Unemployment's at 3.9%. The GDP growing at better than 4% and expanding. And like Larry Kudlow said, there's no end in sight. It's not like this is a blip. There's not like there's some indication this was a one-off. It's not a one-off. Fundamentally, the economy is surging. And so when you listen to people like Andrew Cuomo say, America was never that great, I wonder what America he's trying to live in and what America he's trying to refer to. You look at Andrew Cuomo and Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders all ripping on America. And yet when you go out, I mean, I talk to people every day that have businesses or are working or whatever, right? You might do the same, but I talk to lots of people and I ask because I need to know for this purpose to talk to you on this program, how is the business going? How are things going for you? And things are going great guns all over the place. It doesn't matter what you're doing for a living right now. It's working. Well, unless you're in the newspaper business, at which point it's, well, that's different because it's dying. But everywhere else, I don't care if you're mowing lawns, selling medical equipment, growing crops, for the most part, people are doing well all over. And the reason is the fundamental changes to the economy. Now, some would have you believe that somehow this economy is the product of Barack Obama. Now, the only way they arrive at that is some, well, it's delusional. Yes, I realize that. Because the real changes to the economy came when Donald Trump signed the tax relief in December of 2017. That's been followed up by a reduction in regulations and the hindrances to business. And now you look in July of 2017, once again, for example, the Hispanic unemployment rate set an all-time record low in America, joining the unemployment rate for Black Americans at a record low. In fact, a new poll shows that 36% of African Americans support the president. Think about that, because there's a headline that nobody's giving you. 36% of African Americans approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing and support the president. That could be your bellwether come November of 2018, and if it continues to improve as it has done since he took office, it could be the game changer again come 2020. You see, at some point, people grow tired of hearing, well, he's a racist, he's a misogynist, he's this, he's that, and they're clearly tired of the whole Russian conversation. When they get tired of the whole bash Trump 24 hours a day for being a racist, they can figure it out. They, being people of all walks of life, can figure out what Donald Trump really is. And it doesn't matter where you come from, you can look and say, well, I don't buy that. And they don't buy that. But what they do understand is that their job is going better, or that they have a job and they're going to get a raise. And when I say it's going good for everyone, trust me, the guy that does some lawn work for me can't find anybody to hire at $15 an hour. He's looking everywhere. People I know in HVAC struggling to hire people at $25 an hour plus benefits plus overtime. Same is true in the construction business. There are great jobs available all over the playing field right now. If you've got a little bit of experience and some skills, man, sky's the limit. Let me give you an example. Here's an example out of Texas. Job fairs stocked with people hungry for better opportunities. But in Texas, in Odessa, Texas, oil services giant Halliburton is the one doing the wooing. They're begging for people. We need to hire you as our message, says Chris Redman, a field services manager with Summit ESP, which Halliburton acquired last year. More than 500 men and women came to the hotel in Odessa, Texas on Thursday of last week to be counted and courted by Halliburton, which needs people to handle everything from off-field oil technicians to truck drivers as oil production booms and qualified workers are scarce. See a little bit of experience, man, boom. With the U.S. unemployment rate at a 20-year low, it puts people under a lot of pressure to spend more money to hire good employees. That's particularly true in the oil fields of West Texas, where workers from local towns like Midland and Odessa have flocked back to the oil industry for higher pay. According to a June Dallas Federal Reserve Bank survey of 60 oil executives operating in West Texas, more than half cited difficulty finding workers as the only drag on their growth. The companies would be going bigger and faster and making more money and putting more money into the economy if they could just find more employees. You think about that. When have we had that problem? Halliburton is the second largest provider of oil field services after Schlumberger, and they're adding more than 175 jobs a month, hiring executives, and everybody else on down. If you've got a commercial driver's license, you're in particular demand. So if you show up with a commercial driver's license, a CDL, then you're going to work in Texas, in Michigan, in California, in Florida, in North Carolina, in North Dakota, in Nevada, everywhere. You're going to work. Janice Venables, here's an example. 57 years old, Janice Venables, drove from Mississippi to West Texas after being laid off from the Mississippi Power Company. She applied for two jobs at Halliburton, and she'll get one, and she'll get paid well. She goes, I don't care, just want a job. I've heard the wages are good. Yep. Pulled out there in her RV with her dog and her cat, ready to go. Doesn't have that commercial driver's license, but is willing to go get it. And that's the point. If you have some skills, you're really going to set yourself up. Other folks, Ken McGowan, 21 years old, drove 12 hours from Mississippi with five friends, some just above the legal age to work for Halliburton to apply for oil field jobs. They're going to get them. Like many in attendance, they heard about the job fair through a Facebook advertisement. McGowan works as a stocker at Walmart, but he says, man, I'm coming here. Much bigger paychecks. And he's got a kid, 3-year-old kid. So he's going to where the jobs are. It's a big deal. Sorry, I didn't have time there. The economy is in a place that it hasn't been, my friends. That's the only story. It really is the only story of 2018. And the road to Michigan's future, also paid by hardworking construction workers. MichiganConstruction.com will help match your interests and skills with careers and jobs right here in Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. You want a job? You want a good-paying job? Do it today. SteveGruber.com and the Michigan Construction banner.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wyckoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.